It's 25 minutes after 6. Every Wednesday, I have what I call the Wednesday Conversation. And this time I sit down with Ran Noyner, who's an entrepreneur and co-founder of the Creative Council.
Those that know me from my past life know me as the entrepreneur that started Creative Council with Gil Oved, my school friend. And they would probably also have read that we sold our business. We sold the Creative Council business to the French group Publicis. One of the reasons why we sold the business was because at some stage of my life, I was introduced to the concept of an exponential business. In other words, not a linear business. A linear business is a business where the harder you work and the more resources you throw at it, the more money you make. An exponential business is something like Uber, for example, which where you build the platform and the platform grows itself. And Uber doesn't need more employees at head office, the more cars they have. So I learned the notion of a exponential business. And that was the guy that taught me that was Peter Diamantes. And then on the same conversation, he spoke about the blockchain. And so I started to investigate this thing called the blockchain. Mm. I believe that the way to investigate something is to buy it.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you've got skin in the game, boy, oh boy, will you find a way to understand it. Mm. And I tried and I tried and I tried to understand the blockchain and I couldn't understand it. And no matter who I asked, I couldn't understand this thing called the blockchain. And the reason why I couldn't understand it is because it was always explained to me by technical people. Mm. And then once I met a guy in New York City, and he said to me, you know, talking about the blockchain, and he explained it to me like a layman, like a normal person can understand it. And from the moment that I actually understood how the blockchain works, I was addicted. It was the biggest addiction of my life. I mean, I had Bitcoin and I knocked on CNBC's door and I said to CNBC, look, there's this new asset class. It's called crypto assets, cryptocurrencies. It's digital assets on the blockchain. And I want to do a TV show on it. Not thinking that there would be any chance in hell that we would actually have a TV show. It was an idea. It's one of those ideas where it's like the dog barking at the car. You expect the car to carry on driving and the car stopped.
Yeah.
And they said, it sounds like an amazing idea. Let's do it. And I was like, cool. How about 3 minutes during power lunch? And they said, no. How about 26 minutes once a week live? And then we kind of agreed somewhere halfway. And I said, 26 minutes, not a problem. Once a week, not a problem. Live, big problem because I've never done TV before. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that first day when I looked at the auto cue, which is under the camera, and for the first time I had to read my script. It was such a mess. Please don't watch my first episode.
I watched your first episode. But you've done quite a bit since the first episode to all the other episodes. I mean, there's been, you know, a lot of interest around it. I mean, we still get people who email through and ask us about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. I still don't fully understand it, and we'll get to how you got to a point where you're seen as the expert on it. But let's backtrack a little bit and talk about your childhood. What was that like?
I had a blessed childhood. Blessed in the form that I always had a roof over my head. I had a loving and warm family. We came from Israel when I was 5 years old. We were immigrants. We've five kids at home. We grew up on one salary. My dad was a salaried employee. So we never had luxuries, but we always had a roof overhead. We had education, we had a warm, loving home, and we had parents who supported us. And I had a pretty vanilla childhood. I'm not one of these traumatized people. I had a great childhood. I'm thankful and blessed.
Yeah. So when did the entrepreneurship bug bite?
I've always been an entrepreneur. Yeah. You know, people often ask me, are entrepreneurs made or born? And I think the answer is maybe both, but I only understand the ones that are born. I know I was born an entrepreneur. When I was 3.5 years old, I went on my first entrepreneurial venture. I cut out old pictures from a calendar and I went selling them door to door. And so the entrepreneurial bug continued right through to Creative Council, having many businesses through university and eventually to Creative Council, which we recently sold.
How does a 3.5-year-old sell things door to door? What was the reaction when you came back?
You don't want to know. So let me explain to you. Let me give you the backstory here, since we're having this kind of chat.
Yeah.
My parents threw away the old calendar, and I had recently learned to use a pair of scissors,
Okay. Which
is a bad recipe. And we had a domestic worker our washing machine actually was downstairs outside of the main house. Mm-hmm. And so what I did was I found the calendar, I cut out the pictures. And when she opened the door to go do the washing, I had this plan that I'd hold the door open and before it closed and then go and sell these things. And I did. Mm. And I disappeared for a long time. I can't remember how long, but I can tell you it was long enough for my entire family to congregate at the house with policemen. So that's how long it was.
Yeah.
And when I got back, I mean, you know, like there's some images that I don't know if I really have the memory or if it's because the story has been told to me so many times.
Yeah.
But I kind of have this image of my mom hugging me but being so angry with me. So trying to shout at me and hug me at the same time. Because I came home with a pocket full of money and no more calendar pictures.
Yeah.
But I'd been gone. I was a missing child.
Wow. But I suppose, if you mentioned you've always been an entrepreneur, how did you and Gil meet? And was it a thing where you were like, at some point, I will be an entrepreneur after high school? Or was the plan that I'm going to study something different and probably end up as an employee some way?
Take a person who's born with obsessive disorders, for lack of a better word. Mm. Obsessed with winning, obsessed with success, will beat himself up if he comes second. That's who I am. Mm. Now, add a little bit of, sprinkle a bit of Wheeler Dealer onto it. And you know that guy at school that's always trying to make a quick buck, mm-hmm. be it exchanging sandwiches in a sandwich exchange, the first guy selling condoms when we couldn't get condoms over the counter, mm-hmm. that was me. And so at school, Gil and I became friends. We were just friends. We started our own business together at the end of matric. We bought a container of old expiring cosmetics.
Okay.
And we went door to door, salon to salon, selling these old expiring cosmetics as if they were like the best cosmetics in the world. And I don't know, through charm and maybe a pretty tie that we stole from my parents, people actually bought them. And that was our first business venture. We were still friends. We never had business ventures together, but we met one night 20 years ago, 25 years ago, and we discussed another business venture, which we then started.
Yeah.
That business venture ran for 3 years and went insolvent and took us down with it. And what we knew was we had a good partnership and a good friendship, but we didn't know what to do. So we started to look for opportunities. And one of the opportunities that came up was an opportunity to do in-store promotions or sampling.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of the Creative Council.
That's Ron Neuner, who's an entrepreneur and co-founder at the Creative Council. For the full interview, you can go to the Money website. That's it from me, Nastasia Aronson, the rest of the Money Web team. Good night.